Greetings, blessings, and God's grace to you today. Welcome to a moment of inspiration and reflection on the goodness of God. I am Vanessa Narte, a follower of Jesus Christ and founder of Love at the Well. I love to read and study the Bible and to encourage the hearts of other followers of Jesus to do the same. Here is today's reflection. Reading the Bible is such an emotional roller coaster for me. At times, I am excitedly flipping the pages to see what happens next. There are moments when I have to stop reading because tension and heartache overtake me as I read about the horrors, the absolute horrors that humanity can inflict, has inflicted, and continue to inflict on one another. I cannot count the number of times that I have asked God to search my heart and to reveal my own characteristics, to reveal my desires, and to reveal my intentions that are sinful or ungodly. But it is always the grace of God, the ready grace of God, that appears on those pages and in those words that bring me to tears. Knowing that God desires holy living from his people, or you know what, I'm going to speak for myself here. Knowing that God desires holy living from me, and yet my imperfections, or as a people, our imperfections does cause us to falter in sometimes big and sometimes small ways. Sometimes that can cause a hesitation in my approaching or praying to God. But what sitting with God, what reading his word does, is it lets us know that as long as we continue to confess our sins, as long as we continue to repent, to keep our eyes on him and cling to that cross, that his grace completely covers us. And so, because we are covered by his grace and by his mercy, he blesses us as he always intended to do. God provides us purposeful paths for us to walk. He continues to reveal mysteries and truths in his word that emboldens our hearts, that deepens our faith, and that fills our mouth with praises of his goodness. God's unfolding story, as it is written in the book of Numbers, begins with the great hope and expectation of entering the land that God promised Abraham after living for centuries as oppressed slaves. They were living as slaves in Egypt, and God had freed them. And now here we are in the book of Numbers. The story continues, and God is about to take them in this great land that he promised centuries before to Abraham. But it doesn't take long before the people begin to complain, before sin and the desire to return, to go back to the oppressive regime that God freed them from. And it doesn't take long before they forget the miraculous works of God. Their rebellion caused severe consequences. And amongst those consequences is that they had to wander in the wilderness for 40 years. And those that God freed from Egypt, they, the adults, would not be able to enter that promised land, but their children would be able to. But despite the people's failures, and I have to say, despite my failure, and perhaps you say, despite your failures, God always displays his justice. His justice, his mercy, and his love is always on display. And we also see in the book of Numbers that God intends to fulfill the covenant that he made with Abraham. Even us sinful people will not get in the way of what God intends to do. So reading the book of Numbers has brought me to tears so many times, as does the reading of scripture itself. It has brought me to my knees. It has brought me to the point of asking God to check my heart. And reading through the book of Numbers has led me to the realization that it is God who freed me from the circumstances and from people that I vividly remember that oppressed my heart and my mind. It is God himself, not anything or anyone in this world, who is my savior. It is God. It is Jesus. And so I can trust God. And though I may not know where he is leading me, though I may not be able to see where he is taking me, though I may not know where the steps that I am taking, though I may not know where that is leading me, I do not need to know. And I don't need to see, because I know God. What a blessed, blessed, blessed privilege and joy it is to have the Word of God, and to have it in a way that we are able to read it. So I want to hear from you. What were your thoughts and what were your feelings as you read through the book of Numbers? Leave your comments below. To connect with women across the world reading the Bible, visit loveatthewell.com. Peace and blessings to you, my sister in faith. Stay encouraged. Keep the faith. God sees you.